Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You would want me now, a worm inside of me now in the sand. A worthless bag of bones, a worthless prima donna for a friend.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Let me just pull aside the soundcheck curtain for a moment here. Every week, the staff and I meet to look through the calendar of our upcoming guests, and at some point during our last meeting, I'm looking at who's coming in and I'm thinking, who or what is Princess Music? Well, happily, I learned that we were not doing a Disney music review. Princess Music is, in fact, a band out of Denver that has released a lovely debut album, but it's in Europe that they've found the most fans, gaining popularity in France, Sweden, and Italy. That in turn led to a successful Kickstarter campaign that allowed Princess Music to record their album called Odo Benede. The band joins me now in the studio to play some of those songs live. Here is Princess Music, live on Soundcheck.
Make the birds to sing, lend her limbs to dress in green and clothe the barren portico of a home that houses in its largest room love that's waited long for you. Trust yourself and leave the night that clothes a barren portico of a home with houses in its brittle bones. A man who once thought himself better off alone. But I want you for us all.
That song is called White Wave, and it comes to us from the band Princess Music, live here in the Soundcheck studio. Tyler Ludwick playing guitar and singing, Rachel Slyker on violin, Psyche Duncase playing the cello. Tyler, to you and the rest of Princess Music, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks very much, John. Thanks for having us.
So about that band name, Did it occur to you that people trying to Google princess music would come up with something very, very different before they ever got to your music?
Actually, no. I would say that, I mean, the name itself formed about 3 or 4 years ago. I hadn't written music or been in any established, nonetheless, bands before then. And so it never really occurred to me that there could be that conflict of interests there. But it was named by one of my best friends at the time. Her name was Brandy. She has she had a 3-year-old niece named Esri, and she named the band for me. And
it sounds like a 3-year-old girl would have named it. I mean, that's kind of when I was looking at the schedule, I was like, princess music.
Yeah.
Thinking back to my own kids when they were like 3 and 4. Mm-hmm. Wow, that would have been a big hit back home.
Oh, totally. Yeah. So I guess you could say we're targeting our audience at a young age.
Well, now, you know, this is not kind of standard songwriting, you know, to electric guitars, bass and drums. Mm-hmm. It's more of a kind of chamber pop thing. You write around the acoustic guitar, right?
Yeah, for the most part. I don't really think I want it to feel that way necessarily, like how it's conveyed sonically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want it to be very like integrated, all of it, you know.
So there are lots of unusual textures and sounds on the record.
Mm-hmm.
But do you see these as, I mean, is this like a, are they songs written the way most songwriters, you know, jot down some lyrics and a few chords, or do you have stuff kind of notated in a classical way?
So I had actually not really written any lyrics or anything like that. It was the kind of thing where I would play the chord progressions, I would sing the lyrics over and over again to myself until something formulated. Actually, one of the songs on the record, Wounded Walrus, happened as a complete accident. Those words just came out because they alliterated. That's the actual process of writing the songs themselves. In terms of the orchestration around it, I make it a point to write everything by hand, so just pen and paper for me. More so, I think, just as an exercise for myself to try and, I guess, connect with the way that I think someone's brain had to work back in the day, you know, before it was easy to just sort of plug it into a, you know, notation software program or something and hear what you're doing. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that whatsoever, that was my own personal, like, it was sort of like an anachronism.
So you have some classical music training. You're able to do that with paper and pen.
Yeah, which I went to music school for 3 semesters, so, you know, for about a year and a half. Mm-hmm. I made it through Music Theory 3, took, like, 1 form and analysis class, 1 composition class, and, like I said, I think that desire to even develop that skill just lied dormant until I was about 22 and I started writing.
Mm. So a lot of the songs on this record, the record called Odo Benede, if you go online, you can find instrumental versions of most of them. So is that basically how it starts? You do the instrumental stuff first and then the lyrics come later?
No, actually. For this particular record, a lot of these songs, this was kind of just a batch of songs that I had around. Some of them are upwards of like 2 years old.
Oh, okay.
Some of them I had written last year. So, you know, they vary in terms of age,
right?
I guess.
And the title of the album, Odo Benede, that's it's clearly a Latin name, looks like, you know, from biology or something.
Yeah, it's the walrus. Odobenus rosmarus is the binomial nomenclature of it, and it's the only surviving member of the Odo Benede family.
The walruses.
Yeah, the walruses, which I think is probably a little known fact. But
okay. So Odo Benede is Latin for I am the walrus, is what you're telling
sure.
me.
Sure, yeah. That's exactly what it means. Yeah.
So why a walrus?
Actually, I mean, I guess it happened as a result of the accident.
That you were talking about before,
yeah,
the wounded walrus.
Exactly.
Song.
It goes back. And I had, like I said, I'd accidentally said those two words together when trying to create lyrics. And for some reason I was like, no, I don't want to say that. Like that's ridiculous. That's such a strange image to have in your head when, you know, singing a song. But it actually started to kind of grow on me, and that imagery for as strange as it may seem, I think, to have within the context of a song, to me personally, it paints a very strong image. And, you know, everything from the watercolor, using that as the medium for the front of the album, it just has a very ephemeral sort of like transient nature to it artistically. But I think the actual image, the idea of a wounded walrus is very like strong and triumphant and sad.
And so we have this watercolor on the cover of the record of a walrus with a broken tusk.
Mm-hmm.
So. We're speaking with Tyler Ludwick and the band Princess Music. They're performing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. And tonight they'll be at the Rockwood Music Hall here in Manhattan. And on Friday night they'll be in Brooklyn at the Cameo Gallery. The album is called Odo Benedei, the name of the family that includes walruses and a bunch of other animals that are
pinnipeds.
Extinct.
Yep.
Okay. So you want to do a song called Vík for us next?
Yep.
Named after a town in Iceland.
That's right.
Is this where you wrote it?
It is indeed, yes.
All right, let's hear the song from the band Princess Music, live on Soundcheck.
A song to sing, spun out of an angry dream where I saw you hesitate for a moment in time when you held the angels up. Cold. Familiarity stole both of our gloves, but I would knit you a sweater made of my wit if it meant that we could make believe.
Song is called Vík from the band Princess Music, playing live here in our New York studio on Soundcheck. Their album, their debut full length, is called Odo Benedei. And once again, the band playing tonight at Rockwood Music Hall in Manhattan and playing Friday night at the Cameo Gallery in Brooklyn. We heard Tyler Ludwick a moment ago talking about the alliteration that led to the title of this next song, Wounded Walrus. Let's hear that song. Again, it's Princess Music, live on Soundcheck with Wounded Walrus.
Wounded Walrus, you have yet to make your peace with me before you slip into the blue below. Whisper this to me, cause you know that I'd kiss the sadness from your eyes if you let me in. Odo Benedei, you've got to put that piece away. yourself or someone else. It happens to be in your way. You say you sit alone and face the night, but I think it's dawn in your eyes. So wake up. Say you sit alone and face the night, but I think it's dawn in your eyes, so wake
Walrus, the name of that song, from the band Princess Music out of Denver, but here in our New York studio on Soundcheck. And you heard the title of the album as part of the lyrics there, Odo Benede, the family name of the group of animals that includes the walrus. Once again, Tyler Ludwig singing and playing guitar, Rachel Slyker on violin, Psyche Duncase playing cello, live here in the Soundcheck studio. Tyler, why do you think so much of your SoundCloud, your online listening, has come from Europe?
That's a really good question, actually. I mean, I've thought about it, and I don't know why. I mean, it was the kind of thing where my manager Mark and I, we had decided to check it one day, and you know, if you upgrade to the best version of SoundCloud, you can obviously you can see stats and whatnot, and,
right.
You know, it had reached, you know, the 40,000 plays or whatever on SoundCloud mark of the single White Wave that we had put out like maybe a year ago now, actually, which is a long time ago. But, surprisingly, it was close to half of those plays were all from Italy.
Italy?
Yeah, Italy of all places. And
okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, we got a few really kind write-ups from some French blogs that were really into it. And, yeah.
So I guess they like their walruses in Italy.
I guess they do.
Their yeah. walri, whatever the plural, whatever the plural form is.
Walrusi.
So have you done a lot of this kind of thing where it's just, you know, the three of you with just the small ensemble? Because you tend to write bigger productions on the record.
Right, yeah. No, we don't really ever do this. This is our first time. This is our first legitimate performance. Well, I can't say that. We performed for Rachel's family the other night.
That's legitimate.
Yeah, but this is our first time really going for it. And I mean, obviously, we've been practicing some, just trying to make the songs still feel full and filled out in this configuration. But it's really nice. I like it. I think we can all agree that it makes us listen to each other a lot more. And that it's just really good. And we're normally a five-piece band.
Yeah.
We have drums and bass and all this stuff like that. But no, this is a great exercise for us. And it's true. I mean, for the release show that we had on August 9th for the record, we had a full 16-piece chamber orchestra playing with us and everything. So that was huge.
Thanks to a successful Kickstarter campaign.
That's right.
Fan funding, allowing you to hire the, essentially, a chamber orchestra
right.
to write these, to perform these songs. The album is called Odo Bene Dei. It is out now. Tonight, Princess Music will be at the Rockwood Music Hall. On Friday night, they'll be at the Cameo Gallery in Brooklyn. They've been playing for us live in the Soundcheck studio. And guys, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us.
Thank you, John.
This is Soundcheck.